Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Oh, How y'all doing? Oh my goodness. Talking about loneliness, feeling lonely. I'm going to tell you the problem with loneliness is there's a belief that you have about God that is the core problem of your loneliness. And that belief that you have about God is wrong. And I'm going to fix it today. Now, here's the thing. What we're supposed to say when there's a sermon time about loneliness, we'd say, go to church, then you ain't lonely. Boom, problem solved. Drop the mic, walk away. That's what we're supposed to say. Because that's true, as it turns out. But I can't stand up and preach that sermon to you because I can get y'all into church, but you don't feel accepted when you get there. Well. Now, here's the problem. You go back out to the neighborhood. You go out to your old crowd. Maybe you go back to your family, some of your old friends. You don't feel accepted there either, exactly, because first and foremost, those relationships were kind of more of a favor for a favor kind of relationships, if y'all follow what I'm saying. So there's not a lot of love and acceptance to that. And also, if you're trying to better yourself and they're not trying to better themselves, there's not a lot of acceptance there, is there? You know, some of my old friends, when I started living right, they treated me like I had done something wrong to them. Like I had cheated on them. I guess somebody's getting their life together. I guess somebody just thinks he's perfect and amazing and pays his rent. Like a fancy person. You know what? I'm like, did I do something to offend you people? I'm just trying to live my life here and be straight. You know, how did I didn't, you know, I'm not doing it at you. I'm just doing it in general here, you know. But there's a mentality we have where suddenly we don't have acceptance any direction we go. And then here's the real underlying problem here is, does God accept you? If you don't feel accepted by God, it doesn't really matter on everything else, does it? If you are accepted by God, well, everybody else can just, kiss your backside. I'm trying to keep it clean, y'all. Okay, but the thing is, you have it in your mind God doesn't really, really accept you, don't you? That's the problem we have. That's the problem we've got. God doesn't really accept you because you know you've done this and that. You know that you've made your mistakes. So you say, God's heart isn't towards me. God doesn't love me because I did this. God doesn't accept me. He's mad at me. Okay, so here's what the Bible says. The Lord disciplines those he what?
Loves.
Like a father does with the son he delights in. Okay. Here's how y'all heard that when I wrote it. The Lord punishes people. That's not what it says, though, is it?
No.
He says disciplines. Discipline's different from punishment. Some of us need a little pull-up every now and then, right?
Amen.
Some of us need a little, hey, wait a second, don't do that now, you know. That's okay. That's discipline. That's fine. We can live with discipline. The Lord disciplines those he what? Loves. Uh-oh. See, there's the problem in your thinking. You think because I've done something wrong, God doesn't love me. Well, here's what he's saying. When you do something wrong, I discipline you because I love you. Do you see the point that we've missed here? The point is this, is if God doesn't care about you, it doesn't matter what you do. You can do anything wrong you want. If God doesn't care, so what? He cares because he loves you. If you think God's heart isn't towards you, if you think God's angry with you, you think God wants to squash you like a buck, it could only be because he loves you. Because otherwise, he wouldn't care. Look, if my mailman comes up to me and says, I cheated on my wife today, I don't care. I don't know you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't mean anything to me. You follow what I'm saying? I don't care about what goes on with my mailman. That's his business. Don't tell me this. I don't need to know this. You're freaking me out. Just give me the mail. That's our relationship. I care about mail. You should care about mail. That's all I care about. I don't know you. You think God is like that mailman. He's off on his thing. You're on your thing. You're doing something, and he's real upset about it. The only reason why he would be upset about it is if he cares about you. You see, our thinking about acceptance is all based on this idea of I've done something wrong, therefore I'm not acceptable to God. Now, how does that work? He says it's like a son that he takes delight in. And this is the Bible. I didn't make these words up. He's saying right here. Like a father does with a son he delights in. If you have a child, how bad does that child have to behave before you say, well, you know what? You haven't really earned it this week. I don't love you. How bad does that child have to behave before you say, well, let me get out my records here and see? Doesn't work that way, does it? You don't say, I don't know if I want to feed you this week the way you've been behaving. If it came down to that, the children would be starving everywhere. They don't earn it. They act crazy and like fools and weirdos all week long, and you just love them anyway.
Yes, sir.
Nobody knows what causes that. That's just how love works. You care about what your kids are into, and yes, you get frustrated with them. Yes, you will get to where you need to discipline them. Maybe you get angry with them even. Maybe even that. But it's because you care. It's because you accept them.
Yes.
If you don't accept them, you don't care. If you think everybody in this place, I see y'all every week, you look at me and you blink, you say, all this is hard to hear because I think God's heart isn't towards me because I did something wrong. And I'm trying to break down right here and right now, if either God doesn't care about you, therefore all these sins don't matter, they don't count, there's just nothing to it. Or God does care, and yes, he's disappointed in your actions, but he's disappointed in your actions because he accepts you. That acceptance is already there. And here's what I'm saying. Because let's tell the truth about your actions. You don't even accept your actions, do you? I don't accept. I'm awful. I do awful stuff all the time. Y'all don't even know. I don't say the way I act is really amazing. That's not how these relationships work. God loves you because he has accepted you. He made you. He created you. You are his. He ransomed you. This is his business. He cares about what goes on with you. Yes, he gets disappointed. You're right about that much, but it's because of the love. It's because he accepts you. Now, here's the thing. If God accepts you, here's how this works. Now, let's say I'm the shot caller. Okay? If I accept Charisse, okay, and I make the decision that she is acceptable to me, and I accept Hallie, then Hallie kind of has to accept Charisse, doesn't she? If I'm the boss, and I decide I'm going to hire this person, and then I'm going to hire that other person, those two people don't have anything to say about whether or not someone's getting hired, do they? What that means is when God accepts you, and he does, not your actions, nobody accepts your actions, for heaven's sake, look at what you do. Forget about that. God accepts you because God accepts you, and I know God accepts me. That's how I can accept you. That's how you can accept me. That's the bond that we share. That's why you're never lonely when you're here. Because I know God has accepted me when I did not deserve it.
Amen.
I know that. I did not deserve it at all. I did not earn it. I haven't justified it since he gave it to me. I've been a mess this whole time. I'm working on it. but I've been a mess, okay? And I look at you, and I love you. Y'all are a work in progress, too. Some of you in the early stages. It doesn't matter, because God accepts you, therefore I accept you. You say, well, now where did you get all that from? Here's what the Bible says. We believe in the God who raised Jesus Christ our Lord from the dead. So God will accept our faith and make us right with himself. Two things there. God will accept. That's acceptance we're talking about. Our faith. And he is going to make us right with himself.
Amen.
See? I've been trying to behave my way into this and it's going terrible. But God sent his son. His son takes the fall for what I did. He pays the price. He serves my sentence. Now I don't have to pay that anymore. So God made me right with him. I didn't do it. So I have to have an attitude about that, like, hey, I can't put on airs. Hey, I can't look down on anybody. I can't judge anybody. I can't say that you're unacceptable to me because of the sin that you've been doing this week. I can't do it because I'm in the same boat. I'm the same person. And here's what the Bible has told me about that. Next verse. Christ has accepted you, period. So accept one another in order to bring praise to God, period. You thought I'm making all this up. It's in the Bible. Christ has accepted you. Take a moment. Let it sink in. You're trying to fight it. I can see it in your head. You're fighting it. Accept one another, therefore, in order to bring praise to God. That's what we're doing in this place. When you're here and you're trying to figure out why these crazy people act in the crazy way they are, why these people give us all these uplifting messages, why are they doing all this? It's because I've been forgiven. It's because I don't deserve the love I've got. It's because when I see you brothers and sisters coming in here, I'm seeing somebody who's walked the same road that I'm walking right now. I can't reject you. I've got to accept you because we're the same. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. We're thankful for you.